This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Yevgeny Prigozhin, founder of Russia's Wagner mercenary force, published a video on Saturday showing what he said were coffins containing bodies of Ukrainian soldiers being repatriated to territory held by Kyiv. In the video, Prigozhin, clad in full military gear, said, quote, "We're sending another shipment of Ukrainian army fighters home. They fought bravely and perished. That's why the latest truck will take them back to their motherland." The footage shows men in uniforms nailing wooden coffins shut and loading them onto a truck. Prigozhin's Wagner group has spearheaded Russia's months-long assault on the eastern city of Bakhmut. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency has met with officials in Iran after it was revealed the country enriched particles of uranium to nearly weapons grade. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At a news conference, IAEA chief Rafael Mariano Grossi refused to comment on the details of his discussions, but described the meetings as an atmosphere of work, honesty and cooperation. By his side, the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Mohammad Islami, acknowledged the findings of a recent IAEA report on Iran's nuclear program. Nevertheless, he said enrichment did not amount to 84%, as the report suggested. However, experts say such a great variance in the purity, even at the atomic level, would appear suspicious to inspectors. I'm Karen Chamas.
Worried parents protested in Iran's capital, Tehran, and other cities on Saturday over a wave of suspected poison attacks that have affected schoolgirls in dozens of schools, according to Iranian news agencies and social media videos. The so far unexplained illnesses have affected hundreds in recent months. This is VOA News. The nearly 8-year-old U.S. deployment to Syria to combat Islamic State is still worth the risk, the top U.S. military official said on Saturday after an unannounced visit to a base to meet U.S. troops in the country's northeast. Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, flew to Syria to assess efforts to prevent a resurgence of the militant group and review safeguards for American forces against attacks, including from drones. As the focus in Turkey intensifies on how poor construction may have contributed to the devastation caused by February's deadly earthquake, a zoning amnesty, once promoted by the country's president, is coming under close scrutiny. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
As the extent of the destruction sinks in, people are asking why so many buildings collapsed. Reuters put residents' accusations about the amnesty and safety assessments to the mayor of Malatya, Selahattin Gürkan.
Instead of getting stuck on the past and what happened at a specific location, we need to plan for the future.
Our interview finished abruptly, but the mayor added one more thing as he left.
Lastly, I would like to say that the property amnesty wasn't the correct approach.
Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said building standards in Turkey have improved under his watch.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The station master involved in Greece's worst ever train disaster had his court appearance postponed by a day on Saturday as the country braced for more mass protests over the crash that killed at least 57 people. Thousands of protesters have demonstrated across the nation since Tuesday's collision between a passenger train and a freight train, with public anger mounting over government failure to manage the rail network. The first burials of victims of the crash began Saturday. Cryptocurrency prices plummeted on Friday, with Bitcoin dropping to its lowest level in more than 2 weeks. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
The plunge came a day after the emergence of another crypto crisis, this time involving Silvergate Capital, one of the most influential banks in the digital asset industry. Silvergate was dropped as the banking partner of several crypto companies, including heavyweights Coinbase Global and Galaxy Digital, after the lender's latest filing raised questions about its ability to stay in business. The company's woes come in the wake of the implosion of crypto exchange FTX and sister company Alameda Research, both founded by one-time crypto wunderkind Sam Bankman-Fried, who is now facing criminal charges.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. I'm Joe Ramsey.